Morning all. Today's devotion is entitled, Take Courage. If we consider all the things that we could be afraid of, we quickly see why don't be afraid in some form or another is one of the most repeated commandments in Scripture. At the same time, in Daniel 10:19, we are called to be strong and of good courage. So how can we become courageous? Fear is often our natural response. We don't have to think of all the reasons to be afraid. Fear is just there. But being strong and courageous doesn't come naturally. Often we must think through different reasons why we should overcome our fears with courage. God calls us to take courage because it doesn't come naturally. We have to fight for it. Confronted with fear on all sides, even from within, courage must be grabbed and held onto tightly. The Bible is full of men and women of courage, of remarkable courage. Abraham showed courage in obeying God's directive to leave the land, to leave for the promised land. He left all that he knew and went out, not knowing where he was going. Later, he shows more faith, more strength, when he obediently prepares to sacrifice his only son. Jacob shows courage while facing a brother who had vowed to kill him. Joseph displayed courage when enduring prison for a false charge, and then again when facing Pharaoh, who wanted him to interpret dreams. Then there's Moses, who repeatedly faced a hostile Pharaoh, and later led his newly freed people through the Red Sea as on dry land. Imagine that. There's Joshua leading an army, leading one military campaign after another against bigger and badder enemies. Then there's David, facing an overwhelming Goliath. Then there's Daniel facing lions in the den. Then there's Jesus, who faced a far greater force than all the dangers above, even greater than all the combined mortal dangers ever faced by every person who ever lived, which is the wrath of God against men for their sin. For him to live with the knowledge of this approaching event, to deliberately walk into it and willingly and faithfully endure its horrors, even when he had the power to stop it at any moment, required courage that we can't even comprehend. Each of these people in the Bible had to take the courage their actions required. They took the action they believed was right, in spite of the fear that they experienced as they thought, the thought of taking it. So what drives their courage? It's faith. Courage is an act of faith because the courageous person acts on what they believe to be right, despite threat of real or apparent danger. One doesn't have to believe in God to take courageous action. History is full of stories of great acts of courage by people who have other faiths or other religions. However, from God's perspective, whatever does not come from faith is sin. That's the difference between the faith that drove the courageous acts of the saints and the faith that drives non-believers' courageous acts in whom they place their faith. Now, what does good courage look like? Paul gives us a clear illustration. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight, which is 2 Corinthians 5:6-7. So what does Paul say drives good courage? God's promise of eternal life and final resurrection to those who believe in Jesus. And seeing this by faith, not by physical sight, gives us the courage to face the fear-inducing wasting away of our bodies and different types of problems we face in the world. In other words, good courage is driven by faith in ultimate reality, what God promised his people. We are to be encouraged by God's promises to forgive our sins, to never forsake us, to provide for all that we need, to provide an escape for every temptation, to work all things, even in the worst things, for our ultimate good, to cause us to ultimately overcome our worst enemies and to make us live, though we may die, to someday wipe away every tear and many other such promises. Since courage is driven by faith and faith is believing in God's promises, which is good courage. Good courage results from taking hold of these promises, so we must take courage. This is exactly what David was doing when he faced the dangerous opposition, and he wrote, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait on the Lord." Oh, wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 27:13-14. That's all.